saying, you can talk about the double you hit.
It was a slider up, actually. Threw me three sliders. And I was, to be honest with you, I thought he was going to come with a fastball on that third pitch. Ended up throwing a slider, and I saw it just because it was up. And just tried to put a barrel on it and happened to get down the line. And, I was happy with it. So.
You've been swinging the bat pretty well of late. What's anything different? Seen the ball better?
I've definitely seen the ball a little bit better, but I think the biggest change that I've made is just kind of my approach. I haven't really tried. I think early in the year I was pressing and just trying to do too much, whereas now I'm just trying to really just, like I said, just put the barrel on it. And I understand that, I mean, there's not a lot I can do once I hit the ball. I mean, if the fielders make a good play, then make a good play. So all I'm trying to do is put a barrel on it and see if ball's up in the zone. And with a guy like that tonight with just throwing a bunch of curveballs in the dirt, that was my plan the whole night.
Shay, it seems like it's not the satellites and the lens that give you guys fit sometimes as much as a guy like that throws a lot of, you know, low 80s, high 70s breaking stuff. What is it about those guys that's so tough for you guys?
Just because they keep us off balance, I think. I mean, with the satellites and the lens, you know what they're going to do. You know they're going to come after you. If it's a 1-0 count, 2-0 count, they're going to come after you. And you know that you're going to see a fastball. With these guys, he'll throw a 2-0 change. He'll throw a 3-2 curveball. You just really don't know. They'll come in and keep you honest. And whenever that happens and a guy's throwing the off-speed for strikes, it makes it tough to hit just because you don't know what to sit on.
Since you've been here, you guys have had a staff full of power pitchers.
Yeah.
And you see that every day in practice. Does that maybe factor into hitting guys like this too? Because maybe you don't see that look as much?
Maybe, but not so much, I don't think. Just because our guys, yeah, they're power pitchers, but at the same time, we've got to go up there with a plan. We've got to execute it, and we've got to put the bat on the ball. And our approach doesn't change with different guys like the Russ. And our approach doesn't change. It's just tough. Like whenever they throw three pitches for strikes, I mean, it makes it tough on hitters. And you got to tip your hat to him and both he and Mikey. I mean, I'm sure they're doing the same thing with Mikey tonight. I mean, Mikey, that's the best he's pitched, I think, in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And that's definitely a step in the right direction. So
Chase comes in there, bases loaded. Yeah, bases loaded, nobody out, tie game. What's the approach going on there trying for him? And if you send anything to him, what's going on in that situation?
Really, damage control is the only approach. I mean, granted, we got a big strikeout, and that right there is why we bring Chase in instead of Russell right there. Russell's lights out when the game's in line. Chase is more of a strikeout pitcher guy because of that curveball. It's so hard. We couldn't have asked for anything more. He's done that so many times for us, and that's the reason we bring him there. That's definitely and I'm sure that was Corbin's approach too.
Remember that sequence at all? That strikeout? Was it getting on the curve?
We got ahead with a fastball, and then he just started throwing the breaking balls, and then he threw, I think with two strikes, threw a fastball to keep him honest, and they came right back to the breaking ball.
And then what was the pitch on the double play? Go play the next batter.
It was a curve ball as well. Curve ball as well. That's his go-to pitch, his best pitch, and we're going to use it.
Excellent.
All right, guys.
How much confidence did Russell kind of emerge as the closer? Corbin was saying, starting the season kind of by committee. Eventually, he's kind of settled into that role, just the mindset that he has, and we think it's about him that's made him successful in that role.
Yeah, just what you just said, his mindset. It's the same mindset that Casey had last year. Granted, they're completely different pitchers. Casey's throwing 100 miles an hour. I mean, not everybody can do that. But it's the biggest thing is the mindset. Russ believes he can get it done, and he believes that on any given day, his best stuff is going to beat any of their best stuff. And so it's definitely the mindset.